Is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. Wow, it is summery out there. 80 right now, getting cloudy, but still very warm to a low of 64 tonight. Whole different temperature, whole different weather pattern tomorrow. Just a high of 66 tomorrow, getting down to 44 with some storms. And then Friday, a high of just 65, low of 45, partly cloudy. So if you want to get outside, this is the moment to do it. President Trump is now very seriously considering, could happen in the next several days, of beginning the process of withdrawing the United States from the three nations North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Bill Reinsheth is with us, distinguished fellow with the Stimson Center, one of the country's top trade experts. Let's say that for sure. President, former president of the National Foreign Trade Council. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Nice to be back with you.
Yeah, this may actually be happening. And it's not a quick process, right, to just pull out of NAFTA?
Well, the notice can be quick, but then there's a six-month period, waiting period. I kind of think it's not going to happen.
What makes you say that?
I think the motivation is we need to produce something for the 100 days, which is Saturday, so let's come up with something. If you think about it, it's terrible strategy. You know, like, I want to have a negotiation with you. I want to reach an agreement with you. So my first move is to punch you in the face. How does that encourage an agreement?
Well, some believe that NAFTA actually did a lot of damage to states like our own in terms of reducing the amount of manufacturing we do here. What would happen, Bill, if we just pulled out of NAFTA, if we did that?
If we pulled out, the biggest losers would be the farmers, including farmers in Michigan, because we sell an awful lot of stuff, including produce, and a lot of dairy. I don't know if dairy is a big Michigan product. It's a big Wisconsin product. Mm-hmm. So a lot of dairy to Michigan. We sell a lot of dairy to Mexico, and Canada, for that matter,
and so,
too.
What, are there tariffs just ready to go once NAFTA is that done? What happens at that point?
Yes, what happens automatically at the six-month period is tariffs go back to where they were before, what's called the WTO levels, the same levels we charge everybody else. Mm-hmm. So some of those are really low. Some of them are zero. But some of them, like on shoes and clothing, are really high, like 40 or 50%. Tariffs on a lot of machinery is in the 2 to 3% range. So it's not huge, but it's not zero either. It would hurt a lot of farmers. It would also hurt a lot of manufacturers.
And what like the auto industry, obviously a big one for us here in Michigan. What would it do for the auto industry, you think?
It would raise the price of all the parts and components that they bring in from Mexico or Canada. Mm-hmm. And for Michigan, think Canada. Don't think Mexico. Think about how many times a chassis or an engine goes back and forth across the border, where parts are added to it, then it comes back across, it's added again, comes back across, it's finally put together in the car in Detroit. Every time it goes across the border right now, there's no tariff. That's zero. If you get rid of NAFTA, every time it crosses the border, there's a tariff.
Now, what's...
Back and forth.
So could that spur some of these jobs and manufacturing plants to come back into the U.S.?
Well, depends on how you look at it. First of all, that doesn't happen overnight. You know, if you're going to build a new plant or reopen an old one, that takes a long time, so you don't see an immediate effect. Second, think about today's assembly line, and think about how many workers are on today's assembly line. You know, visit one of the new ones. It's mostly industrial robots. The jobs are not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Bill Ryan, she's a distinguished fellow at the Stimson Center. We're talking about NAFTA and what happens if it actually does, if we actually withdraw from NAFTA? And so is this would we be okay? Would we kind of recalibrate and find a way to trade effectively with Mexico and Canada?
Well, there'd be a big hit because, you know, there's been 20, the idea of NAFTA was to have an integrated North American market where everything goes back and forth across both borders smoothly. And companies have had 23 years to do that and to develop supply chains and suppliers and customers, mm-hmm, in all three countries under these rules. You take away the rules, they have to start all that over again.
Yeah. But it was not just products. There was a lot of jobs, right, that crossed the borders too, right?
Pardon me?
It was a lot of jobs that crossed the borders in the process, right?
Well, both ways, yeah. The current estimate, which I think is a good one, is that the stuff we import from Mexico, all of it taken together, the stuff we import from Mexico, 40% of its content is U.S. content. You know, that we ship to Mexico, right. They put it into something and ship it back.
Okay.
So you break all these supply chains, and all that stuff goes away.
So what would you do? I mean, do you feel when you look at NAFTA, did we end up getting a raw deal with Mexico as compared to Canada in the process? Or how would you, what would you say the real impact was for us?
I don't think we got a raw deal. I think Mexico got a better deal. I think Canada was more balanced. Mexico did very well on the deal. But you have to factor in there were other elements too.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted Mexico's cooperation on the border. We wanted Mexico's cooperation on drugs. We wanted Mexico's cooperation on immigration. You know, now there's more Mexicans leaving the United States than coming in. You know, the immigration problem is from Central America. It's not from Mexico. And one of the reasons is the economic growth that NAFTA created. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of benefits that are not trade benefits, okay? But I think we did well. Now, having said that, and I think you and I had this conversation the last time I was on, there are definite losers. There are companies that moved to Mexico. There's companies that went broke because of NAFTA. You can't get around that.
Right. So if you
ask me about the whole country, I think we benefited. If you ask me about individual cities and locations, maybe not.
Do you think our state, Michigan, do you think we were essentially losers in the process?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that happening with Michigan that are more complicated than NAFTA.
Okay. But you don't
view it.
Go ahead.
The auto companies have had some good years the last few years. They had some really bad ones too, as you know. Right now, I think they're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, they did pretty well, and that was while NAFTA was going on. They've set up good supply chains. And by the way, they've got the toughest rules of origin of anything in NAFTA. 62.5% of the car's content has to come from North America. And so that keeps the Chinese out, or it forces them to import the cars separately,
right.
Keeps the Germans out, keeps the Japanese out of what the big three are doing.
One last thing, Bill. If you're going to renegotiate NAFTA, what would you change? What has really been problematic?
It needs an upgrade. There's a lot of stuff that didn't happen in 1993 that we need to address. E-commerce, digital trade, better rules on patent protection and trademark protection, like intellectual property, rules on state-owned enterprises to make sure they don't have a competitive advantage. Stuff that nobody thought about 23 years ago, we need to fix all that. We could tighten up the labor standards. We could tighten up the environmental standards, too. I think that would be good for our workers. It would also be good for the environment.
Right. You're saying mostly issues in Mexico when you talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Reinsch, distinguished fellow at the Stimson Center, former president of the National Foreign Trade Council, a veteran trade expert. Bill, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Yep. Thank you.